So it's Saturday morning, and I'm at the University of Warwick, and I'm at a CAS, a Computing at School, Hub Leaders Weekend, and I've just met, it's Nick Frost.
Nick Frost, that's right.
Where are you teaching, Nick?
I'm teaching at a girls' grammar school in South Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Yeah.
Are you teaching computing at the moment?
We do AS computing in year 10 and 11.
So you said you did AS in year 10. Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay. That's the first year of an A level.
That's right. Yeah. So we're not doing GCSE, mainly because I think the AS syllabus suits the girls better than the GCSE computing currently does.
Yeah.
And we get more people in that think it's an aspirant thing to do AS level rather than GCSE.
Uh-huh. So do you have a lead up to this? Do they do stuff in year 7, 8 and 9 that's like computing orientated?
Yeah, we've been trying to get some computing into Key Stage 3, so we've been doing Scratch in year 7, Game Maker in year 8, some Flash where we're trying to get them doing a bit of action scripting.
How do they find the action script? Would you show them a little bit of action script?
But then I'm not the world's biggest expert on action scripts, so
sure. It's
just a question of trying to show them a little bit so they get the idea that they can control it with instructions with code.
So you said Scratch, Flash. In a typical year, would they sort of have maybe 5 or 6 hours experience of this? Or
something like that. Yeah. So we have a segment leading up to Christmas that's a sort of animation.
Right.
So it covers the ICT control sort of section. So Scratch we do in the autumn term, second half of the autumn term, leading up to Christmas, and in year 7, and then Flash in year 8, same thing. And then we try and get some Game Maker in at the end of the year in year 8 as well.
And the girls, they're all motivated, they enjoy, they quite enjoy it.
I mean, our problem is that we compress Key Stage 3 down to 2 years.
Ah, right, okay.
So what we don't have is the ability to go back to things and follow up again for another year in year 9.
So, have they done any like programming console scripting, any of this sort of thing? I mean, you mentioned the action script, anything like a Java or Python or VB or Basic?
I mean, we do C Sharp when they do AS computing.
Yeah.
I've got a computing club and they've done bits and pieces. So they've been on Code Academy and we've had a look at Greenfoot and done a few things for fun. But the girls who turn up tend to be quite fresh in year 7.
Right.
We, at the moment, don't have anybody in the middle. So it's trying to bridge the gap and make sure they've sort of got some experience, some capability.
Have you ever had any experience of programming with Arduinos or using Arduinos?
No, I'd like to do it.
Oh, that's something to be interested in.
I would
and
like
you're
to do
in,
it.
In the Birmingham area.
South Birmingham.
South Birmingham. So if there was somebody who had some Arduino experience, you'd welcome them with open arms.
I'd love them to come in and, I think it would be great for the girls to get some practical hands-on electronics-y sort of type experience that they don't currently get at all. And we've also got a boys' school next door. They'd be very keen, as long as it didn't scare the girls. I might let them share it.
Okay. Well, Nick, enjoy the rest of the CAS Hub Leaders Conference. Thank you.
Thank you.